We want to understand the ministry of our Lord on earth.
一个是饼所代表的，一个是杯所代表的。
And that one is what the bread represents, and the other is what the cup
represents. 这也就是每一次我们擘饼聚会的时候。
And that is each time when we have the breaking of bread service.
我们在桌上所陈列的，一个是饼，还有一个是杯。
And very often we know that the Holy Communion we have the bread and the cup.
所以当你所以在这里我们看，所以在这里我们就看得非常的清楚。
And so this is crystal clear to us.
给我们看见说这个给我们看见说这个饼跟杯可以总和的告诉我们主在地上到底做了什么。
And so with the bread and the cup, we'll be able to sum up what the ministry of the Lord on earth.
所以接下来就是瞎子的故事。
And so it follows the story of the blind man.
但是你读到瞎子的故事，你里面可能会有一个问题。
If you read about the blind man, you might have a question in your heart.
马太福音说两个瞎子。
And Matthew said there were two blind men.
但是马可跟路加说就一个瞎子。
But for Mark and Luke, they only refer to one.
而且你在马可福音里，你还知道那个瞎子名字叫什么。
And that you even know in Luke, you know the name of, Mark, you know even the name of the blind man.
那么在马可福音跟马太福音都是说有许多人跟随主耶稣。
And that, in Matthew and in Mark, the great multitude were following Jesus.
那么出耶利哥，他们说出耶利哥的时候。
And so they say when they came to Jericho,
结果呢 Jericho, 或者一个或者两个。
Perhaps it's one, perhaps it's two.
我觉得这个不是困难的。
I don't think this is a problem.
因为马太讲两个，但是马可他只记载其中一个，这并没有什么难处。
And so there's no difficulty. Though Matthew mentioned two and Mark mentioned only one.
但难处在这里。
The problem is
这个马可跟马太可是告诉我们说，这个他们出耶利哥的时候，主耶稣碰到逃犯的瞎子。
And that what they had mentioned was when Jesus went out of Jericho, they met this blind man.
那现在我们回到路加福音。
Shall we turn back to Luke?
当你读到路加福音第十九十八章的时候
，18 of Matthew，
第三十节，你看圣经怎么说
？Let's see what the Bible says.
所以这就是一个很好的例子，给我们看见，当你比较四福音的时候，你就能够真正找到答案的。
And so, if we were to compare the gospel, we'll be able to find the answer.
神的话没有冲突。
There is no conflict in the word of God.
神不可能写了一边忘了另外一边，不可能。
It's not possible for God to write one event and forget about the other.
所以问题一定在我们身上，不在神的话语身上。
And so the problem is us, not the word of God.
所以每次你碰到好像有问题的时候，我们一定要一个柔软的心，在主面前求主把那个答案赐给我们。
And so we have to come in meekness before the Lord to ask the Lord to request the Lord for the answer.
好，你看这个路加福音十八章三十五节怎么说
？Luke 18:35，
耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。
As Jesus was near Jericho, there was a blind man sat by the road begging.
那么也许你说可能是近耶路撒冷近耶利哥一个。出耶利哥又是另外一个，可能不是一个。
And that you may say that as it were enter, they met one, and as they leave, they met another one.
但如果你比较这两个这个乞丐，根本是一个乞丐。
And if you were to meet this blind man, they in fact they are only one.
你看整个的场景是完全一样的场景。
And it is the same situation.
所以在这个情形底下，你要断定说只有一个哑，只有很明显的是一个瞎子。
And so you need to take a note that it is only one blind man.
但是马太告诉我们是两个。
But Matthew mentioned two blind men.
但是不管怎么样
，no matter whatever it is，
根据马太、马可是出耶利哥的时候，主耶稣碰见那个瞎子。
But Matthew and Mark mentioned that when he went out of Jericho, he met this blind man.
那么到了路加福音的时候，是将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。
But Luke told us that as he was coming near Jericho, there was a blind man sitting by the road.
那有没有一个人可能同时是在进耶路撒冷的耶利哥的时候，或者出耶利哥的时候，是不可能的。
Could it be a one man that is assisting in both situations?
所以这个算是圣经中的难题。
This is the difficult part of the Bible.
那一点没有错，在没有解决以前，它对我们是一个困难。
If we have not resolved this, it's going to be a problem to us.
但是现在对我们不是困难。
But to us, this is not a difficulty.
因为根据考古学家给我们的发现，给我们的资讯。
According to information provided by the archaeologists.
在主耶稣那个时候
，During the time of Jesus,
有两个耶利哥。
It was two Jericho.
这个约书亚呢，耶利哥老早躺在废墟里面。
That the Jericho during the time of Joshua was already in ruin.
所以就在旧约的耶利哥附近，本来就有村子的。
That we know that there are villages near the old Jericho.
所以你到了旧约的耶利哥，到了约书亚的耶利哥，你就到了耶利哥。
That we know that if you were approaching the Jericho during Joshua time, you have actually arriving in Jericho.
但是还有一个耶利哥是希律建造的。
But there was another Jericho, that was built by King Herod.
而希律建造了一个很华丽的王宫就在那里。
And there was one majestic palace, and that was the Jericho.
你进到耶利哥都是有钱的人。
That when you enter into Jericho, these are the wealthy people.
所以你碰到税吏长撒该呀。
Then you have Zacchaeus.
虽然他很矮，他很富有啊。
Although he was a short, but he was very wealthy.
他住在哪？他就住在耶利哥城。
He was living in the city of Jericho.
而且那个耶利哥城就是新约的耶利哥。
And that is the Jericho in the New Testament.
普通比较穷一点的，普通像乞丐啊，他们多半都是在老耶利哥。
We know that the poor, the beggars, very often they were near the old Jericho.
所以现在很清楚了。
And so that will resolve.
路加福音告诉我们，将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭，是将近新约的耶利哥。
And so as Luke told us that he was, as Jesus was coming near Jericho, there was a blind man begging. And so definitely that is referring to the new Jericho.
然后十九章第一节说，耶稣进了耶利哥，那真现在才碰到撒该呢。
Oh, and then we know in chapter 19, verse 1, that he says Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and that is where he met Zacchaeus.
所以那个是有钱的耶利哥。
That is the rich Jericho.
包括包括希律啊，包括该撒他们的撒该亚他们的耶利哥。
And that we know like Caesar's, Herod, and Zacharias, they are in this new Jericho.
那这些讨饭的人，他们是住耶利哥，什么意思呢？
And what do you mean that the those beggars they were going out of Jericho?
因为这个耶利哥，旧约耶利哥、新约耶利哥是隔一段路的。
That we know that the old Jericho and new Jericho they are separated by a distance.
所以这些穷人也好，瞎子也好，他们多半在旧的耶利哥。
That we know the poor, the beggars, by very often they are in the old Jericho.
那么他们可以看到耶利哥已经躺在坟墓，躺在废墟里面。
They have witnessed the old Jericho has been in ruin.
所以所谓出耶利哥是指的出旧约的耶利哥。
When they say they went out from Jericho, it refers to the old Jericho.
我想我们看一看马可好不好？就比较一下，马可也很清楚，稍微再看一下。
Shall we turn to Mark?
马可第四十六节，第十一章四十六节。
11:46。
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多出耶利哥之后，有一个讨饭的瞎子。
This 10:46, as they came out to Jericho, as they went out to Jericho with his disciples, there was a blind, Timaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging.
那圣经没有说进了耶利哥。
Bible didn't say enter into Jericho.
因为这个耶利哥，这是旧约的耶利哥，所以是到了耶利哥。
And so now they have come to Jericho. This is the old Jericho.
现在这个新城耶利哥是有个范围，你可以进去的。
And there is a there is an area that you can enter.
所以进耶利哥是指着进新约的耶利哥城说的。
And when you enter into Jericho, it refers to the new Jericho.
所以可见呢，这些你看这些这个讨饭的，他是出了耶利哥，然后将近新约的耶利哥，所以他刚好是在旧城。在旧约的耶利哥跟新约利哥的中间。
And so here it says that he has went out, he has gone out, to Jericho. That is, he has left the old Jericho, and that he was, just, on the distance, from the new Jericho.
那如果今天大家有机会到耶利哥也是一样。
If we were to go to Jericho today,
你普通喜欢去看约书亚耶利哥那个城墙怎么倒塌的。
You will prefer to go to the old Jericho to see how The city wall was collapsed.
那是旧约的。
That is Old Testament.
那有一个水泉呢，就靠近耶利哥城，那个就是以利沙不是治好了那个水嘛，就在那里。
And that is a pool where Elijah has healed.
然后你再往耶路撒冷的方向走。
And then you proceed on to the direction of Jerusalem.
那么你走了一段以后，你再看到另外一个废墟，那就是新约的耶利哥。
And then you will see another ruin that is the new Jericho.
那么那个就是应该是撒该，他就是应该撒该的家，也就是撒该的耶利哥。
And so that will refer to the dwelling place of Zacchaeus.
所以呢，在这条路上，我们说最早发，我们说最早的就是约翰跟雅各求宝座的故事。
And then in this road, that was why James and John was begging to be seated beside the.
那证明他们眼睛是瞎的。
It proved that they were blind.
所以圣经呢，就用一个，所以圣经呢，就用耶利哥的瞎子来形容给我们看他们怎样是瞎。
And so they used the blind man in Jericho to describe their conditions.
然后他主耶稣就进了耶路哥，那么然后就碰到一个爬着桑树要见主耶稣的那个财主。
And then, that Jesus, as he entered the Jericho, he met a rich man who had climbed up to the sycamore tree.
然后你知道这个，但我们不要忘记，在犹太人的观念里面，税吏就是罪人，罪吏就是。税吏就是罪人。
That we know in the eyes of Pharisees, the tax collectors are sinners.
因为他们代表罗马帝国来剥削自己同胞的，自己的同胞。
That they are representing Romans to take advantage of their own people.
这些人都是吸自己同胞血的人。
They are the blood suckers.
但是感谢主，这一次救恩居然临到了该撒。
But we know that salvation has come.
所以耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And say, he said, today salvation has come to this house because he is also the son of Abraham.
然后主耶稣就讲了整本路加福音里面最重要里面的一句话，许多话里面的一句话。
And the Lord Jesus has come to tell us a very important word, one of the most important word in the book of Luke.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek.And to save that which was lost.
所以当你读路加福音的时候，你觉得这些话都用在我们身上。
That when you read Luke, you know that all these are actually applying on us.
那么主耶稣路加特别讲到约旦河外，尤其那些多半是外邦人。
And you know Luke very often touch about what is beyond Jordan. They always refer to the Gentiles.
而路加他主要的这神给他的托付就是把福音介绍给外邦人。
And the burden that God has given to Luke is to introduce the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以虽然主耶稣在约旦河外，但是你看见主耶稣所传的福音，这就是我们今天所听见的福音。
And so Lord Jesus was beyond Jordan, and the gospel that we heard is what we heard today.
你读马太福音，你就觉得犹太色彩太重了。
That we know that too much of Jewish culture in Matthew.
讲的律法太多 Jewish culture, 讲太多太多这个犹太背景的东西。
There are too many things touching on the Jewish background.
我们是远方的人，我们是外邦人。
We are Gentiles.
所以你有没有觉得好像路加福音特别可爱一样
？And so they are very distant away from it. That is more lovely to read.
所以我们传福音总是要用路加福音里面的信息。
And so we always quote from the record in.
而且这些故事很自然用在我们的身上。
And all these stories are all applied to us.
你看，我们就像该撒，我们就像撒该一样。
We are just like Zacchaeus.
我们身量又矮，人又多，所以我们看不见我们的主。
We are short. There are too many people. Too many people around, and that we can't see.
但他有一颗心，你看他是个大财主，结果他爬到桑树去要看耶稣。
But he has a heart, so he is a wealthy man, and he climbed up to a sycamore tree.
结果主耶稣经过那里，抬头一看，就说：“撒该，撒该，赶快下来。”
And so when the Lord Jesus passed by, and he saw, he said, "Zacchaeus, please come down."
今天我必住在你的家里。
I shall live in your house today.
什么时候我们愿意爬着桑树，我们要见耶稣？你看，心门一打开，我们就相信耶稣基督做救主。
The moment you climb the sycamore tree, you open the heart, we will be able to meet Jesus.
结果主说：“人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”
And so the Lord Jesus said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost."
所以你看，这十字架的道路到了最后，几乎到了最高峰了。
And now we know the way of the cross has indeed reached its climax.
那么然后呢，这里给我们看见他把银钱交给十个仆人的故事比喻。
And so that how he has entrusted the talents to the stewards.
然后主耶稣就靠近耶路撒冷。
And so now our Lord is near to.
所以二十八节耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走上耶路撒冷去。
Verse 28, when he had said this, he went on ahead.Going to Jerusalem.
那么，因为往耶路撒冷上耶路撒冷，因为要经过一个，因为你知道吗？从耶利哥是在海平面底下400公尺。
That we know Jericho is 450 meters below sea level.
所以现在如果要在耶路撒冷的话，耶路撒冷是刚好是海拔1000公里。